The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And this time around, we're going to start out with the Carolina Theater, which is on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. And first up is Wednesday, May 1st, India Ari, the Worthy Tour, credited for creating some of the most thought-provoking songs of her generation. India continues to uphold the standard for singer-songwriters as a messenger for love, hope, and compassionate humanitarianism. This tour by the incomparable four-time Grammy-winning artist and songwriter is in support of her latest album called Worthy. Coming up Thursday, May 2nd, it's Melissa Etheridge, The Medicine Show. Etheridge, of course, is one of rock music's greatest female icons. Her critically acclaimed eponymous debut album was certified double platinum. Etheridge's popularity built around such memorable songs as Bring Me Some Water, No Souvenirs, and Ain't It Heavy, for which she won her first Grammy for Best Female Rock Vocal. The concert includes unforgettable songs and new music from her latest album, The Medicine Show. Then Friday, May 3rd, the Marshall Tucker Band. Still led today by Doug Gray, the group represents a time and place in music that will never be duplicated. Gray is quick to credit the band's current dynamic members with carrying on the timeless essence of the Marshall Tucker Band sound. The band got its start in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and the group borrowed its name from a piano tuner whose name was found on a key ring in their old rehearsal space. Saturday, May 4th, Eliza Elder Millennial Tour. Eliza is one of today's leading comedians with a fan base who showed their loyalty by creating their own Eliza-inspired swag to wear to her shows. Sunday, May 5th, at Carolina Theater, it's Masks and Fairy Tales, Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle. Concert starts at 3. Wednesday, May 8th, it's Night Ranger. With more than 17 million albums sold worldwide, over 3,500 live performances, and a radio audience that exceeds a billion, that's B as billion, Night Ranger has both epitomized and transcended the arena rock sound and style well beyond that era, with multiple songs that have significantly impacted popular culture. Night Ranger continues to expand its ever-growing fan base. Tuesday, May 14th, it's Earthrise, the documentary, at 7. Saturday, May 18th, Aladdin, presented by Durham Ballet Theater. Friday, June 7th, Family Feud Live. This is the celebrity edition. Join the fun celebrity team captains as we randomly select audience members to become a member of their onstage family. You can also win prizes right from your very own seat in the audience. Based on the wildly popular TV game show, it's sure to bring loads of laughs, fun, and prizes. You gotta be 18 plus to play. For additional rules, check the website carolinatheater.org. Sunday, June 9th, it's Durham Renaissance Part 3. Empower Dance Studio annual recital. This year's show focuses on the themes of empowerment, imagination, support, women's rights, patriotism, and our city of Durham. The recital starts at 4:15. And then Monday, June 10th, it's the Happy Together Tour. Hit makers from the 60s and 70s, including The Turtles, Chuck Negron, formerly of Three Dog Night, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, The Buckinghams, The Classics Four, and The Cow Sills. Then Wednesday, June 19th, it's Steve Earle and the Dukes. The Midtown Beach Music Series is back at North Hills, at the Commons, each Thursday from 6 until 9. Coming up May 2nd, it's The Castaways. May 9th, it's Legacy Motown Review. May 16th, The Embers, featuring Craig Woolard and Stephanie Owens. May 23rd, Bantam Rooster. And May 30th, it is Spare Change. Midtown Bluegrass Series, presented by Pinecone at Coastal Credit Union Music Midtown Park at North Hills. The first date is Sunday, May 19th, featuring Poe Ramblin' Boys and Old Salt Union. Hamilton's coming back to Durham. It's not really a comeback in the theater world. That's called an encore. Hamilton, the Broadway musical sensation of the 21st century, will return to the Durham Performing Arts Center in 2020, or maybe 2021. The national touring company of Hamilton will stage a production during DPAC's 2020-21 season, the venue announced. The dates have not been set. Also at Durham Performing Arts Center, coming up, Tuesday, April 30th through May 2nd, Tyler Perry's Madea's Farewell Play Tour. Saturday and Sunday, May 4th and 5th, Paw Patrol Live. It's the day of the Great Adventure Bay Race between Adventure Bay's Mayor Goodway and Foggy Bottom's Mayor Humdinger. Tuesday, May 7th through Sunday, May 12th, Beautiful, the Carole King musical. Beautiful tells the inspiring true story of King's remarkable rise to stardom, from being part of a hit songwriting team with her husband to her relationship with fellow writers and best friends. Monday, May 13th, at DPAC, it's Eddie Izzard, Wunderbar World Tour, 5 years after his last comedy tour, Force Majeure, made comedy history playing 45 countries, including all 50 U.S. states and in four languages, making it the most extensive comedy show ever. Eddie is back to his roots with an all-new show which expands on his own very unique, totally surreal view of life, love, history, and the theory of the universe. Thursday, May 16th at DPAC, Triangle Rising Stars. This national competition celebrates outstanding student performances in high school musical productions across the United States. Friday, May 17th, Carol Burnett, an evening of laughter and reflection. Burnett will take questions from the audience, show video clips from her shows in a format that harkens back to the legendary openings of the long-running Carol Burnett Show. Saturday, May 18th, Life Will Be the Death of Me. This is Chelsea Handler's sit-down comedy tour. Chelsea is out with a new book, the first in 5 years, and it's her first memoir. Tuesday through Sunday, May 21st through the 26th, Hello, Dolly. Winner of 4 Tony Awards, including Best Musical Revival, the gorgeous new production is making people crazy happy. That's what says the Washington Post. Breaking box office records week after week and receiving unanimous critical raves on Broadway, this Hello, Dolly plays tribute to the original work of legendary director-choreographer Gower Champion, hailed both then and now as one of the greatest stagings in musical theater history. Sunday, June 2nd, at DPAC, Black Bear, Dead to the World Tour. Tuesday through Sunday, June 4th through the 9th, it's Cats, rediscover Cats, the beloved musical with breathtaking music, including one of the most treasured songs in musical theater memory. And Wednesday and Thursday, June 19 and 20, Mark Morris Dance Group. This is part of the American Dance Festival. Sunday, June 23rd, it's Styx at DPAC. All right, let's switch to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. April 26th through May 5th, it's Murder for Two from North Carolina Theater. Officer Marcus Moskowitz is a small-town policeman with dreams of making it to detective. One fateful night, shots ring out at a surprise birthday party. With the nearest detective an hour away, Marcus jumps at the chance to prove his sleuthing skills. But who done it? The perfect blend of music, mayhem, and murder. Now, in this hilarious show, two performers play a total of 13 roles, not to mention the piano, in a witty and winking homage to old-fashioned murder mysteries. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, May 3rd and 4th, Carmina Burana, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, May Mandy Concert Hall at 8 o'clock both evenings. Friday through Sunday, May 3rd through the 5th, Imagine National Dance Challenge. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Sunday, May 5th, Triangle Youth Philharmonic Spring Concert, May Mandy Concert Hall at 7. Tuesday, May 7th, it's Beatles versus Stones, a musical showdown. Two of the greatest bands of all time face off in a high-energy, adrenaline-pumping musical showdown. The Fab Four, represented by tribute band Abbey Road, will engage in a barrage of hits against premier Rolling Stones tribute band Satisfaction. That show begins at 7. Tuesday, May 7th as well, Triangle Youth Orchestra Spring Concert. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall at 7. May 8th through the 19th, it's Beehive, the 60s musical. This is a Theater Raleigh event. The ultimate celebration of 1960s female empowerment, featuring such timeless classics as My Boyfriend's Back, Be My Baby, Son of a Preacher Man, and Me and Bobby McGee. This is at Kennedy Theater. Friday and Saturday, May 10 and 11, Pink Martini, North Carolina Symphony Pop Series. Pink Martini is part big band, part classical ensemble, part salsa troupe, and all fun. The lush sounds of the symphony back this popular group in a dynamic, vibrant show with the silky, sultry voice of singer China Forbes featured front and center. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall. Sunday, May 12th, San Luis de Cercatur. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 6. Also Sunday, May 12th, Triangle Youth Brass Band at May Mandy Concert Hall. That concert starts at 4. Thursday through Sunday, May 16th through the 19th, it's Swan Lake. Carolina Ballet closes out its 21st season with one of the most popular story ballets of all time. Swan Lake is an enchanting fairy tale that tells the story of a beautiful swan princess cursed to live as a swan until she can find true love. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, May 17th, Biss plays Beethoven, North Carolina Symphony Friday Favorites. Jonathan Biss brings his masterful artistry to one of Beethoven's most touching works, the Piano Concerto Number 3. Along with North Carolina native and Pulitzer Prize winner Caroline Shaw's new piano concerto. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall at noon. Then, Friday and Saturday, May 17 and 18, Biss plays Beethoven, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, May Mandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both evenings. And Tuesday, May 21st, Michael Beschloss, Presidents of War. Beschloss uses gripping tales and brilliant analysis to reveal the leadership secrets of presidents at war, from James Madison and the War of 1812 to recent times. We see presidents struggling with Congress, the courts, the press, and their own advisors, as well as anti-war protesters. We see them seeking comfort from their spouses, families, and friends. We see them dropping to their knees in prayer. North Carolina Museum of History Foundation Lecture Series. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 7. Thursday, May 30th, it's the Music of Pink Floyd, North Carolina Symphony Special Event Concert Series. The symphony, along with singer Randy Jackson, best known for his role as frontman for Zebra, and a full rock band, get in touch with its dark side. Laser lights are perfectly choreographed to Pink Floyd's timeless classics such as Another Brick in the Wall, Comfortably Numb, Wish You Were Here, and Money. Mimanti Concert Hall, that's at 7:30. Let's check out some of the North Carolina festivals and other events coming up across North Carolina during the month of May. The North Carolina Strawberry Festival, May 3rd and 4th, is in Chadburn. Chicory Hills Grassroots Festival is May 2nd through the 5th in Chatham County. Barbecue Festival on the Noose is May 3rd and 4th. It is in downtown Kinston. Thrive North Carolina, May 9th and 10th. This is in downtown Raleigh at the City Market, sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina. The Cape Fear Bluegrass Festival is in the month of May. Enjoy barbecue and live music at this Wilmington festival. Rose Fest in Pink Hill. This is set for May 18th. And the festival kicks off with a 5K race and bubble party. Artsplosure, May 19 and 20. Started in 1980 in downtown Raleigh, there are vendors, live music, children's activities, and more. The Smithfield Ham and Yam Festival is set for May 4th. Where else but in Smithfield, of course. Apex Peak Fest is May 4th in downtown Apex. Kernersville Spring Folly Festival is May 3rd through the 5th. Jiggy with the Piggy Fest is May 3rd and 4th. And is a Kannapolis festival. Mayfest is May 10 through 12 in Pilot Mountain. Nashville Blooming Festival, May 10 and 11. Epicenter Festival, May 10th through the 12th, held at the Rockingham Festival Grounds. Race City Festival is May 11th in downtown Mooresville. Got to Be NC Festival is May 17th through the 19th at the North Carolina State Fairgrounds. North Carolina Potato Festival, May 17th through the 19th, and that's in Elizabeth City. Montfort Music and Arts Festival is set for May 18th in Asheville. Freedom Balloon Festival is May 24th through the 27th. Enjoy hot air balloons, food trucks, demos, shopping services, a veterans memorial, and more in Fuquay Arena at Fleming Luke Park. And then the Carthage Buggy Festival is set for May 11th. This festival is held each year to commemorate the Tyson and Jones Buggy Factory, which made carriages that were essential to life in rural North Carolina. All right, let's take a look at a couple of more. This from Garner Performing Arts Center. Saturday, June 22nd, is Sister Louise, The Life of the Funeral. At the Apex Halley Cultural Center, Saturday, May 4th, as we mentioned shortly, or just a little bit ago, Peak Fest 2019. And Saturday, June 1st, is the 10th annual Apex Latino Arts and Culinary Festival. In Holly Springs at the Cultural Center, Thursday through Saturday, May 2nd through the 4th, it's Young King Arthur. history, drama, dramatic history. If you're enchanted by the story of King Arthur, Merlin, Guinevere, her ladies and knights of the round table, this is the show for you. Shows are at 7 each evening and a matinee on Saturday at 2. Saturday, May 11th, is David Engel's Jedi Academy, performances at 11 and 2. Friday, May 17th, comedian Karen Morgan. Nickelodeon named her in the search for the funniest mom in America. Then Saturday, May 18th, at the Holly Springs Cultural Center, Route 55 Jazz Band presents When. The Clayton Center, Saturday, May 11th, it's the Johnston County Chorus, the greatest show, music from the movies. The show will feature more than 60 singers and a live band presenting movie classics through the years. Two shows, a matinee at 2, and then an evening performance at 7. Checking out a couple of things going on in Cary. Bands, Bites, and Boats is at Bond Park on Friday nights. And there are select events between 5 and 8 p.m., unless noted. May 3rd is one of those noted ones. Ed Stevenson Duo is at 6. June 7th, it's My Cousin Skinny at 6. And we've got the Bond Park Adventure Day, and it's coming up May 25th. That includes unlimited access to boats from 10 to 5. Kids under 16 must be accompanied by adults to use those boats. There's a high adventure course. The course is 35 feet high in the trees of Bond Park. The course includes ladders, bridges, cables, ropes, and a zip line. Got the, dates have been set for Cary Live at the new downtown park. That's June 29th, July 20th, September 21st, and October 12th. Park After Dark is select Wednesdays from 7 to 9 at downtown park. That all starts June 12th. And Saturday, May 11th, it's the 15th annual Ritmo Latino Festival. A note from Raleigh's Wide Open Bluegrass Festival. It's been announced that the annual Bluegrass Festival in downtown Raleigh will offer free admission to its main stage shows at Red Hat Theater. The IBMA has held its annual music festival, conference, and award ceremony in Raleigh since 2013. Much of the festival is free, with dozens of acts performing on multiple stages throughout downtown Raleigh. But this fall, the IBMA has announced that Red Hat shows also will be free general admission. The aim, the organization said, is to make the festival's most sought-after shows more accessible. Visitor spending because of the IBMA festival reached $12.7 million, which represented a $1 million increase over 2017. All right, let's check out a couple of the clubs in Raleigh. Poorhouse Music Hall on South Lunch Street. Shows start at 9, unless noted. Wednesday, May 1st, Lost Dog Street Band with Matt Heckler. This is the Shakuri kickoff party. Thursday, May 2nd, Night Battles, Zodiac Panthers, and the Mums. Friday, May 3rd, Captain Beyond with Lightning Born. Saturday, May 4th, Ecstatic Vision with Heavy Temple and Crystal Spiders. Sunday, May 5th, Murphy's Law with Poison Anthem and Down to This. Monday, May 6th, Combo Chimbita with Chocala. Tuesday, May 7th, Night Beats with White Woolly. Wednesday, May 8th, 4 with Widow, and that show starts at 8:30. Thursday, May 9th, State Birds, Ashley Heath and her Heathens. Friday, May 10th, Con Brio with Emily Mussolino Band. Let me try that. Emily Mussolino Band. Saturday, May 11th, Nashville, Tennessee, with Guitar Wolf, the Turbo ACs. Sunday, May 12th, Day Party Series, Lolo and Garrison Starr, the Tennessee Queens Tour 2019, and that starts at 2 o'clock. The Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Most of the shows started 8 o'clock unless noted. Saturday, May 4th, WRDU Rockin' at the Ritz presents Cash Unchained at 7. Tuesday, May 7th, it's Garbage. Friday, May 10th, Lizzo. Saturday, May 11th, Live Nation and Cat's Cradle present Shaky Graves. Sunday, May 12th, DaBaby. Tuesday, May 14th, Johnny Swim. Wednesday, May 15th, 10 Summers presents Ella May. Friday, May 17th, WRDU Rockin's at the Ritz, presents Appetite for Destruction at 7:30. Lincoln Theater, Friday, May 3rd, Craven Melon at 8. Tuesday, May 7th, Circles Around the Sun at 8. Thursday, May 9th, also at 8, it's Chris Jacobs Band with Laura Reed. Friday, May 10th, Douglas Elementary Foundation fundraiser featuring The Shakedown. That show starts at 8. Saturday, May 11th, The Mantras and Travers Brothership at 7:30. Saturday, May 18th, Glow Rage Paint Party at 9. Sunday, May 19th, the Afton Music Showcase. Performers include Highly Gifted, Social Pariah, Electromanic, J-Max Driver, Shoreline Gold, London Gray and the Lucky Strikes, J.R. Allen, Air Crash Detectives, Bender Street, and Checkboard Suite. That's all starting at 6:30. Tuesday, May 21st, Tank and the Bangas Green Balloon Tour with Adia Victoria. That show starts at 8. Thursday, May 23rd, A Night of Songwriters. That starts at 8 o'clock. Friday, May 24th, Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds. And that show starts at 8:30. And finally, Friday, May 31st, Fade to Black, tribute to Metallica. And that show starts at 8:30. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.